That coat, and I still have it and wear it, is laden with memories from when Horse Shiloh and I came together in 1998. It has 18 years of Shiloh's chewing on it, pulling on it, slobbering on it, spitting unwanted medicine on it, dribbling water on it, and rubbing up against it. And the smell, it still carries a smell, as faint as it is becoming. Welcome to True Kinship with Animals, where we believe we all do better when all creatures do better. I'm your host, Janet Roper, a True Kinship with Animals practitioner, identifying as she, they, and supported and sustained by Salish and Pend'Oreille land. This podcast gives you stories, conversations, and suggestions on how you can deepen your relationship with animals by freeing yourself from the inherited, colonized beliefs and assumptions we've all been socialized into and carry around with us. Here, we aim to relate to animals through a new place of understanding and to become intentional in our relationship with animals. Thank you for engaging with the podcast by making a financial contribution, listening, subscribing, and sharing. Your financial support and social media engagement makes my work sustainable and is ever so much appreciated. You'll find my social media links and ways to financially support my work on this show's page or visit janetroper.com. And folks, I know it's been a while since I've been here, and let me tell you why. Drumroll, please. I have just launched the new True Kinship with Animals website. I hope you will go over there and explore, see what pulls you, and engage in whatever resonates with you. And it is located at janetroper.com. Some items, like the membership site Kindred, and this podcast that you're already listening to, and the one-on-one consultations that I do with folks, will look familiar to you. And there's a couple of brand new offerings that I believe will pique your interest. They are live group calls and self-study modules. Both the live calls and the self-study modules give you the opportunity to participate in your own way and in your own time in learning about and practicing true kinship with animals. If you'd like to be in the loop with the updates, subscribe to my newsletter, and you will find that link on the show's page or on the new site. Today's episode is all about true kinship stories. Later, you'll hear from a listener, Stacy, telling a delightful story about her cat, Luna, renaming herself. And you'll hear one of my true life stories about how one of my unconscious behaviors only became obvious to me years after the fact. You all know that old saying about hindsight being 20/20, right? There are so many true kinship stories by listeners, for listeners, that are just waiting to be told. I'm glad to offer you a place to share your story where it can touch the heart of another listener and perhaps inspire them. If this is something that interests you, visit the podcast page on the new site, janetroper.com, and you will find a form to fill out and send in. I look forward to hearing from you. And now, settle in. Here's a story about hindsight being 20/20. A few years ago, dog Max and I were preparing to go out for one of our many daily walks. It was a cold and blustery Montana day, so once Max was prepared, I slipped into my old Carhartt barn coat and off we went. That coat, and I still have it and wear it, is laden with memories from Shiloh when he and I came together in 1998. It has 18 years of Shiloh's chewing on it, pulling on it, slobbering on it, spitting unwanted medicine on it, dribbling water on it, and rubbing up against it. And that smell, it still carries his smell, as faint as it's becoming. That coat kept me warm and somewhat cozy as I drove to the Minnesota barn multiple times a day to medicate Shiloh's eye for uveitis. Uveitis, which can cause blindness in horses, is also known as moon blindness because it tends to reoccur. When I look back at that time, I so wish I had done things differently with Shiloh's health care. One day, the vet told me it had come to the point where I had to make a choice, either to have Shiloh's eye removed or to make multiple daily trips to the barn to medicate his eye to lessen the pain. I chose the latter, thinking that by upping the medication, his eye would be saved, then there would be no need for surgery. Now, a decade and more later, and looking back in hindsight, and as a true kinship practitioner, I accept that in making that choice, I caused Shiloh months of unnecessary pain. It took me a long time to understand how making what I thought was the best decision was actually detrimental to him. It's only in recent years that I have come to realize and accept I did that because I needed to be seen as a selfless and involved horse caretaker. Unconsciously, I assumed I would attain that by choosing to make those numerous and time-consuming daily trips to the barn. Years later, when I realized how my unconscious need had played a large part in Shiloh's care, I began to understand the why it was there and to begin to unravel the complex reasoning behind making a decision like that. I couldn't go back in time and change what happened, but by understanding the roots of my actions, I was able to work at being more compassionate with myself as I acknowledged my role in waylaying the vet's recommendation and what Shiloh needed for his best health care. Shiloh's story does have a happy ending. He did end up having his eye removed, and after he recovered and an adjustment period of learning how to navigate life with only one eye, his overall health improved, and he returned to his former content and happy self. Stories from listeners are stories by listeners for listeners, and they are meant to amplify the true kinship experiences of people and animals. What's a true kinship story? It's the story how you coexist with animals so that you're no longer the owner and they're no longer the pet. In other words, moving from power over to relationship with animals as kin. Your first person story about your everyday true kinship life with animals can inspire, motivate, and encourage others to make that change. Listeners will hear how true kinship has transformed the relationship between you and animals. To submit your story for consideration, visit the podcast page at janetroper.com. You'll see a form, just fill it in and send it in. As promised, here's the story a listener, Stacy, submitted for me to read to you. A delightful story about her cat, Luna, renaming herself. Heads up, folks, because there is a tech glitch in the story, so the audio may sound odd for a while. Anyway, here's what happened. My family adopted a young cat, and she came with the name Cleo. None of us liked it, but we thought, well, that's her name. She's used to it. We'll keep it. She ignored us when we called her, which was irritating, but we thought she was just getting used to us and her new home. She's a friendly kitty and really likes our two daughters. One night, my daughters were calling her different names, and when they called her Luna, she purred and rolled over. They thought it was a coincidence, and they tried doing it again. When we called for Luna, she would come. We're thinking she likes the name, and she chose it. Is that an example of true kinship with animals, or is it just a coincidence? What do you think? Thank you, Stacy, for sharing the story. I'd say yes to true kinship with animals. Your family paid attention, listened to her, respected her agency, and went with her wishes. She was telling you in the best way she knew how that her name is Luna. It sounds like the foundation has been created for open and honest communication. So ends our show today. I hope you'll explore the new site at janetroper.com and find out more about true kinship with animals and the difference it can make for you and the animals you connect with. Good starting points are the True Kinship newsletter, this podcast, which you're already involved with, and the membership community, Kindred. Here's an invitation for you to join me and other kindred spirits on this path of true kinship with animals. My work is devoted to helping you show up in the world for animals from the fullness of your authentic self. I hope this encourages you to look at your relationship with animals differently so that a new place of understanding begins to open for you. If you enjoy and or benefit from this podcast, become a financial supporter. Your financial support makes my work sustainable and allows me to continue providing you with the guests and life-changing information you hear on this podcast. Supporting my work in this way not only shows your appreciation, it indicates the investment and commitment you are making in your own true kinship journey. Thank you for your continued support and for listening to this podcast. Just for today, remember, we all do better when all creatures do better. Until next time, take good care.